Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Rock Solid Drupal Workshop Week in Dallas, Texas. Come join Matt Westgate, James Sansbury, and Randy Fay as they talk about the Drupal performance and deployment tricks used on Drupal's most trafficked sites. The event happens October 4th to the 8th and is split into two workshops, Drupal Performance and Scaling on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Drupal Deployment and Best Practices on Thursday and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and learn to run your website like a pro. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
My name is Dave Greenberg, and I'm a member of the core team that works on CiviCRM. CiviCRM is a platform as well as a Drupal module that is designed for nonprofits and other civic sector organizations. Basically, a different way of looking at the CRM process, which was originally developed as a Salesforce automation process for commercial organizations. And we had the idea about 5 years ago that there needed to be an analog of that for the nonprofit world. And we hooked up with some folks from an organization called Civic Space that had been working with Drupal and on the Howard Dean campaign, and came up with the idea that having a tool that would work inside Drupal that would allow nonprofits and other civic sector organizations to store all their information about their constituents and the engagement of their constituents, most importantly, and having that coupled with the power of a content management system like Drupal and having it be open source so that nonprofits would be able to invest in a tool that would then come back to the sector and help grow the sector. All that seemed like a really cool idea, and so we kicked off the project. The project is run by a nonprofit Social Source Foundation, and we've actually got 14 full-time folks working on the project across four different countries. It's been translated into about 20 different languages and downloaded some 400,000 times in the last couple of years since we've been tracking that. So the software platform integrates tightly with Drupal so that you can expose a lot of things about events, contributions, membership through the Drupal front end as needed, and things that happen on your Drupal website become part of the knowledge of the organization and get stored in CiviCRM's database in a structured way. So we have sort of the core information about constituents and activities that they engage in. We have online donation processing and donor management. There's a membership tracking module, an events management module, grants, case management for human service organizations, and a mail broadcast component that allows you to do e-newsletters and stuff like that. So it's got a pretty broad range of functionality. We have organizations using Civi ranging from sort of large and well-known organizations like Wikimedia Foundation, who used Civi for their recent 2009 fundraising campaign and raised over $8 million using Civi, to very small local arts organizations like the Wellington New Zealand Circus Troupe, and everything across the board. You can find us in political organizations like the Green Party UK, Green Party New Zealand, Green Party in Australia, to faith-based organizations, Georgia Right to Life, and a number of other religious-based organizations, advocacy organizations, youth organizations. We are increasingly getting some penetration in the schools and education market, student information systems, kind of all over the place. The platform is set up so that you can basically turn on or off features that you want. So if you're really focused on fundraising and you're not a membership organization, you don't need to do that. Turn that part off. Same thing for pretty much all the other components. We pride ourselves on having a really open and supportive community. We have a really active community forum, some 16,000 members that are posting and helping each other figure out how to do stuff in Civi, as well as an IRC channel for more geeky types. And aside from running in Drupal, we also run inside Joomla.
So customer relationship management, CRM, you know, in Drupal, you could have a user with profile fields and they're stored in Drupal's side, but there's obviously a lot of tasks that you can't do in Drupal that you're doing with CVCRM. So what are some of those common tasks that these different organizations find themselves doing with all this information for their constituents?
So fundraising tasks are probably a big thing that people do, and they do that with a combination of email outreach using, we have a lot of segmentation tools built into the product that allow you to both store and then reach out to your constituents based on geographical data, demographical data, interest data that you've collected from them, their previous levels of interaction or previous levels of giving. And so you can use that segmentation data in order to do very directed fundraising campaigns using either our built-in email tool or some other email tool, or obviously direct mail campaigns can be driven from there as well. So that's one example. Integrating that fundraising with events and the ability that when somebody registers and comes to an event, first of all, those can be paid events, and we can handle the financial transaction portion of that with stuff that comes out of the box. And the fact that they now are a constituent in your database and they've recorded as coming to an event again gives you another tool to reach out to them again and potentially deepen the engagement and know about who they are, what they're interested in. We have a personal campaign page functionality that allows you to encourage your supporters to become fundraisers on their own right and create personal portals for giving. And all of the front-end stuff where you're interacting sort of with your constituents does get filtered through and actually rendered by Drupal. So from that point of view, it's integrated with the rest of your public website and the content in your public website. So somebody who's visiting your site or interacting with your site has no idea that this is Drupal or this is Civi or whatever. It's kind of looks like all one piece to them, which is one of the big advantages of this, both in terms of the look and feel of the site and the user experience, but also, more importantly, in terms of what happens to the data. It's basically all in one place. There is a tight integration between the user object, if you will, in Drupal and our contact object. Basically, everybody who is a Drupal user is also a CiviCRM contact record. And so a lot of folks are doing cool stuff with hooks in our APIs to actually record other types of things that happen on the website that maybe aren't Civi behaviors, but we want to know if we go and look at that contact record in CiviCRM, we want to know that they sent a petition out or they adopted a chimp or they did some other things that maybe don't have direct membership or financial or event relationships to them. There's also the ability to control access to parts of the website based on somebody's property in CiviCRM. So membership module, there's a membership roles integration piece that allows you to say, okay, if you're paid in good standing membership at this level, you get access to this content on the website. So that's one other thing that people do in order to build community. There's organic groups integration, and that's sort of another community and collaboration piece. And again, folks are recording what people are doing in these collaboration workspaces into this generic activity object that we have that's kind of a measurement of engagement and also a ladder of engagement so they can understand what the relationship between these things are and what people are doing. So CiviCRM has integration with Drupal Views, which has really been growing a lot in the last year and allows organizations to expose a lot of stuff selectively in their back end to Drupal pages, and that can range from events to directory listings. So, you know, for instance, there's an organization that's a consortium of community clinics, and they use Views to take the organizations that they track and have a lot of information about in CiviCRM to expose that in a nice searchable directory. And there's map integration, which kind of goes along nicely with that, so that you can have Google Maps showing you where these organizations are and how to find them.
And finally, how did you get involved with working with CiviCRM? And then, you know, now you say you're a CiviCRM core developer. Does that mean that you're doing client work, or is that you're working on the CiviCRM core full-time?
I work on CiviCRM full-time. It's my day job. And mostly that means working on the actual platform, and that has a lot of different aspects to it. So there's a community management aspect to it. we actually spend a fair amount of time providing support for folks, free support for folks in our community through the forums and through IRC. And that's something that we do because we want to help folks in the community, but it also is a great channel for us to find out what people are doing with it, where they're hitting problems, what else they need. So it's a really good product development and product management channel for us. I don't do very much direct client work. We typically take on 4 or 5 client projects a year where we're working directly with a client, and generally that's because they're collaborating with us to build out a significant new chunk of functionality. So for instance, the case management component that we've added in the last year and a half, we worked directly with a large client that had a need for this kind of functionality and wanted to support that happening in an open source way. And so that was direct client work and a whole lot of sort of the whole process of spec development and prototyping and then coming out with alphas, betas, et cetera, of that particular component. But that's more the exception than the rule. I got involved with Civi. I was working with one of the founders, Donald Lobo, at an organization called Groundspring. And we were providing software as a service-based online donation processing and email broadcast. And we spent some time building those tools out and saw on the one hand how powerful they could be. And on the other hand, the fact that they were built on proprietary platforms and were sort of siloed in the conception of the data, because there was like, here was the donation data and here was the mailing lists, and there was some loose connection, but there wasn't really a central idea of who this constituent was that was the lifeblood of these organizations, and that didn't make sense to us. And so the idea that gelled was the idea that we needed something like commercial organizations have to be able to understand their prospects and their leads and all that stuff, but to translate that idea of CRM into the nonprofit world. And so we jumped off a cliff and started this project.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you.